Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
You've made a serious investment in protecting yourself and your family. You've purchased the gun, the ammunition, the training, and even secured a license to carry in your state. You know the Constitution and don't believe you should have to pay for a right that you already have as written in the Second Amendment, but you are law-abiding. Now you are considering the legal defense options you should have if you ever have to use a firearm. Self-Defense Fund is a comprehensive litigation membership backing you on appeals, legal expenses, court costs, and more. Up to $1 million per incident and unlimited attorney costs per member. Discover selfdefensefund.com for yourself. Any weapon, any state, any time.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Herbs have been used by people since the dawn of time. When Rockefeller introduced allopathic medicine, many herbal remedies fell by the wayside as people put their faith in prescription pills and the world just gets sicker. Here at Heathen Herbs, we look to the past and to nature for answers. We offer tinctures, magnesium skin cream, lip balm, tooth powder, colloidal silver throat spray, and more. Check us out at heathenherbs.com.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Today, we present the third and concluding part of our new interview with William White Williams, Chairman of the National Alliance. On our last segment, when we left off, we were discussing the growing National Alliance Cosmotheist Church facilities in Upper East Tennessee, the construction of the William Pierce Memorial Library there, and the need for volunteer helpers and families to move into the area. Listen.
So, yeah, I've got about 6-7 acres myself here nearby, and I bought a cabin in the back of it, and that's where I've got a couple of people, our workers living. I got a camper I bought, and we can put people up, and we'll once we get our buildings over on the property, we'll be able to build cabins there for staff, but mainly people moving into the area just to be around us where we can have our meetings and our. I want to build a chapel over there on the land, if you'll pardon the expression, but that's part of our religion. So you know, we'll have Sunday meetings like Dr. Pierce used to have his cosmotheist meetings. And, we don't need the permission from the state to do any of this. If they don't like our religion, that's too bad. So
you want people to come to the area to help, and you really could use some donations and tithes. And you told me that if they go, these people donate to this, to the Cosmotheist Church and the community we're building, that it is tax deductible.
Yeah, people donate to their church all the time. It's deductible. I mean, we've tried to get 501c3, 501c4 tax exemption, and it's asking the government permission, and they don't want to give us permission, even though we're entitled. So I say, give us $10,000, deduct it from your taxes, and make the government put them on defense to say it's not legitimate. Of course, we're also working on getting tax deduction one way or another. So
yes, well, our church is a church. It's been a church since 1977, and it's as legitimate a church as any. And I would say, of course, it's a true church. It's more legitimate.
And it's registered in West Virginia since 87, and Dr. Pierce was the first trustee, and now I'm trustee. And yeah, I'll marry you. I'll marry Josh. I'll marry Donnie. And I mean, y'all have babies, and
we do.
We'll have Cosmotheist ceremonies, and people should be attracted to what we're doing and support us like it's their church. The National Alliance is a political organization, educational organization, but the Cosmotheist religion will outlast the Alliance because political organizations are more or less transitory, whereas religions last for a very long time, and ours make sense. And the white people are on the defense now. I mean, it's unbelievable the mail we get, how upset people are with what's going on. You know, we shouldn't be defensive. If you don't want to be calling yourself a racist, call yourself a racial loyalist, a race thinker. It's time to quit being afraid to say you're loyal to your race. They think they can just take away our country and our traditions and everything. And what's that Rudyard Kipling poem, The Wrath of the Awakened Saxon, where the white man is pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed until he finally turns around and just slaps his oppressor's head off. I mean, at some point...
Well, the Jews are making that poem come true, I think.
Well, it'll happen. I mean, we're not going to go down without fighting. And, I mean, it'd be nice if we had a peaceful revolution, but it's scary what's going on. Look at China. Our military wouldn't have a chance against the Chinese. It's unisex, multiracial, sterile fighting army. I mean, we got a lot of high-tech weaponry and stuff, but we just don't have a homogeneous military. It's just a giant social experiment.
That's a giant joke. Well, getting back to what the Alliance is doing, though, I wanted to ask you, we're doing all of this building and land acquisition with no debt.
Right. We're solvent. We don't have any debt. We pay as we go. And the more income we can have, the more we can hire more staff and publish more books and build more buildings and maybe have lawyers on staff, because it seems half of our fight is legal. And how many white lawyers are there out there that are just scared spitless of being labeled a racist?
Well, there may be one or two or more who are listening right now, Will, who would be delighted to have a gig with the Alliance where they could tell the truth and fight for something worthwhile. I hope there are.
This Power of Truth CD series, where we've got over 100 shows of Dr. Pierce's teachings on CDs on 10 discs. We're coming up with our 11th one here soon. And
it's 200 shows, actually.
Did I say 100? 200, 20 on each CD. And
right.
And we used to have a channel on YouTube, and of course they took it down and then took it down again. We tried to put videos out, but we decided to go with this BitChute video channel, which was supposedly be the alternative for free speech. And we had over 100. That's where we had over 100 of those CD shows on video, well, actually a slideshow, and exclusively Dr. Pierce's teaching. And it was real popular. And a week or so ago, they took us down without explanation. So we're scrambling now to get back up on our own platform where we can't be taken down by the opposition. And stay tuned for that. And we've been involved. We've got a team working to do these DMCA takedowns of people using our copyright protected material. It's just all over the internet. People just think they can do it with impunity, but there's copyright laws that we can enforce. And it would be nice to have a team of attorneys who can, people don't feel too threatened when I say, hey, you've got to take that down or else. But if a lawyer contacts them, the copyright department of a site, they understand the law and they will take it down.
Well, I hope so. It's not right for people to pirate our material when the material is the life's blood of our organization.
Oh man, one creep actually took Dr. Pierce's book Hunter and did an oral reading of it without any authorization and put it up as his own. We got it taken down last week in another video channel he put up, he actually called it American Dissonant Voices channel. I mean,
oh my.
Yeah, it's a lawyer, please.
Well, I think it is key. What we're doing is going to bring people to the Alliance, and it's going to eventually bring people who will work full-time for us. And to me, that's the key. You get good-hearted, hardworking, intelligent white people who are dedicated to our values, and you have them work 7 days a week for the rest of their lives for the cause. That's the key, not sitting down after dinner and making a few posts on Twitter.
Right. Yeah,
it's a lifetime dedication.
There's a lot of potential idealist out there. They just don't know it yet. They're so confused. They don't know what to do. They need some leadership. Well, Dr. Pierce gave it to us, and now we give it to them. And a lot of young people are joining the Alliance, which is, man, that's great. And they're having babies. Yeah.
Yes, you have married several couples, and including myself and my wife. We have a child who's 8 months old, and other couples are doing the same. So it's a real community, not just a political group. It is a political group. It is an educational group. It is a religious group, but it's a real flesh and blood community too. And we wouldn't have it, Will, if you didn't have the fight in you to keep it going, which they have tried to squash us, and they have failed.
Well, I couldn't do it without you. Imagine that, trying to fight without all that you do and all that our other members do. I mean, Jim Mathias, bless his heart, Good Lord, he has really set the example.
Indeed.
Activism, and well, they're just too numerous to mention, but our material is solid, no nonsense. And I like that sticker we made last year while all this immigration nonsense is going on down on the border. You watch TV, and they never mention the fact that these invaders can't make white babies. And that sticker we made, send them back. They can't make white babies. Imagine a politician admitting that biological fact.
And that's the key to everything, really.
Yeah, it's a biological struggle, and the powers that be won't admit it. But our race is worth preserving. And I like to ask people a simple question. Do you believe that our white race is worth preserving? Yes or no? Well, what are they going to say? Yes or no? If they say no, well, okay, you get over there with them. If they say yes, well, okay, you got to realize also that we're going to have to fight to preserve it. Yes or no? And they say, well, yes. So, you know, it's a series of questions and answers where they realize that they're a racist. Which side do you choose?
Well, Dr. Pierce helped me decide which side to choose a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
Almost 40 years ago.
Yeah. I met him in 1991 after reading Hunter. I said, I've got to go meet this man. And my friend Gordon, who was a member at the time, he drove me up there, and we met him 4th of July weekend, 1991. And, I don't know, it was a few months later, he invited me to come there and work for him. I love to say this. He said, I must come there. I've got a great life reading and hiking and raising my German shepherds and painting pictures, but you need to come here and help me because the Jew and his collaborators still live. And I said, oh, man, William Pierce just told me that. What? I can't say no. So when I got up there, you had just arrived, and it wasn't long after that that we really took off when Fred joined us, and Joe Price and others. Well, to me, those were the glory days back in the early 90s before the internet. So anyway, well, that's in the book too, how we worked together building the alliance.
Well, we're getting close to the end of our time limit, but that I promised you, but I just want to say that I think it's happening again, and I think we'll have even better glory days in the future, thanks to the foundation that has been laid.
We really have to. So thanks for everything you do, Kevin, and we'll see you soon.
Okay, Will, thank you for being a guest on American Dissident Voices.
You're quite welcome. My pleasure. Thanks.
You've been listening to the chairman of the National Alliance, William White Williams. When the National Alliance BitChute channel was suspended, yes, it can happen, even on a platform that styles itself as pro-free speech. We knew that we needed our own platform for the video/slideshows of Dr. Pierce's speeches that one of our hardworking members has been producing. And so we created video.natal.com. That's video.natall.com. Please visit the channel and tell your friends. BitChute has reinstated our channel there, too, after we protested their action. So tell your friends about natall.com/BitChute, too. But our own platform, under our own management, is a necessity in these days of Jewish censorship and ever-diminishing freedom. Write it down, video.natal.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time, right here on American Dissident Voices.
You're listening to Resolution Radio,
ResolutionRDO.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My brothers, my sisters, I bring you a message of solidarity, a call to action, and a demand for adherence to duty of an Aryan resurgence and ultimately total Aryan victory. We have broken the chains of Jewish thought. We know not the meaning of the word mine, it is ours. Our race, the totality of our people. 10 hearts, one beat. 100 hearts, one beat. 10,000 hearts, one beat. We are born to fight and to die and to continue the flow of our people. Onward we will go, onward to the stars, high above the mud of yellow, black, and brown. So kinsmen, duty calls. The future is now. If months from now you have not yet fully committed yourself to the alliance, then you have in effect not only betrayed your race, you have betrayed yourself. to stand up like men and drive the enemy into the sea. Stand up like men and swear a sacred oath upon the green graves of our sires that you will reclaim what our forefathers discovered, explored, conquered, settled, built, and died for. Stand up like men and reclaim our soil. Kinsmen, arise. Look towards the stars and proclaim our destiny. Defeat never, victory forever.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I believe in race. I'm not ashamed to admit it at all. And that doesn't mean one bit that I'm out to persecute or hurt any man because of his race. He can't help what race he is. We believe that each race has particular geniuses and particular faults. The white race has built white Western civilization, and we think the white race should dominate in that area. National socialism fundamentally is the application of science not only to inanimate objects and animals, but to mankind himself. We believe that the communists, the Marxists, have one fatal error in their doctrine, a place where absolutely there's a hole and there's no explanation for it. They admit evolution. They admit that animals vary by breed and that you can breed better and worse animals. Now, how do they explain how there is a sudden dividing line when you come to one particular animal called man? They have no explanation. Time and again, when I've asked them, they have no explanation. They just say if it's got two legs and it stands on its hind feet, then it suddenly becomes a special being and there is absolute equality. They're all the same. Man is an animal just like all the rest of the animals. He's more intelligent, but he must obey nature's laws. And that insofar as he is an animal, he must obey the laws that pertain to animals. We say that when the white race has produced such a wonderful thing as Western civilization, we should treasure the people that have produced that and can maintain it. And we should not mix them all up with other kinds of civilizations, whether or not they're good. We should certainly try to preserve it just the way the farmer preserves his better grade of stock. We are also, socially speaking, tribalists. You must live as social beings. You have to live with other people. And this is impossible unless you observe certain fundamental laws of the tribe, the ancient Indian tribe, any kind of tribe of people, even a wolf pack, has got to have certain fundamental things. One of these things is leadership. Not leadership by the most popular, but by the strongest and the best. Any tribe or Indian tribe or any group or family should be led by the best and the strongest. Otherwise, it disintegrates. It's got to have group pride and loyalty. You've got to have selection in the mating process, something that we have almost lost now. We believe that it is of fundamental importance to society that the strongest, cleverest, and the best of the men mate with the best type of women who will make good mothers. And when you destroy that machinery, you get what we have now. We believe that you have got to have an organic society. Now, by an organic society, we mean a society, not a dictatorship, but a society in which the parts of the society cooperate together in different functions and in peace and harmony, just the way your body works. Cancer is the wild, uncontrolled growth of cells at the expense of all the rest of the body, and that's what you have in Washington, D.C. right now. Cancer. We believe in private property and free enterprise. It is impossible, we believe, to have a society in which there is any real work going on unless people can get the reward of their effort. And at the same time, we believe you've got to have social justice. You cannot have people who are exploiting and squeezing little helpless people economically. And this is where I get in trouble with the conservatives, because most of today's conservatives, I've discovered, are reactionaries. They're real anxious to hold on to their money. They don't care how they have to figure it out. They just want those money bags. And they come up with any kind of rationale to keep it. Every national socialist believes in idealism, believes in something that is worth more than his own one single human life. He's willing to die for something. When you're ready to die for something, then you're alive. And until you are ready to die for something, you have no real fanaticism. And just at dinner a little while ago with some of the fellows there, they said, were telling me, well, it's terrible to be a fanatic. Well, did you ever stop and think how this country got here? How all the great inventions ever got there? Any one of you out there that is not a fanatic on something or other, whatever it is you're studying, if you're going to be a doctor, be a fanatical doctor. Otherwise, you'll be nothing. You'll just be an ordinary old chug-chugging guy, and when you die, nobody will notice it. But if you're a fanatic, you'll produce something great. You'll create. Creativity is fanaticism. Every creative genius has had to be a fanatic. Many of them have been burned at the stake. So we are ideological and idealistic fanatics. Just like the communists, by the way. In between the Nazis and the communists is the great mass of non-fanatics. The TV watchers and the comic book readers. I will say this. National socialism is the inevitable end product, logically, of evolution. If you believe in evolution, you've got to be a Nazi if you think about it long enough. You can't help it. But what happens is people short-circuit it. The minute they believe in evolution and scientific breeding until they come to that two-legged animal that stands up on its hind legs. Then all the rules are up. We say that's not possible. You either believe in the scientific method and the truth, and you apply it to yourself without egotism, or else you don't believe in the scientific method and you're kidding yourself. Nazis believe in ruthless application of the truth, not only to inanimate matter and animals, but to you animals. People, all of us are the same insofar as we are animals and must survive and live as animals. And unless we breed ourselves better, we're going to get worse. That's what's happening. I do worship nature in that I'm humble. When I see the mighty, awesome power of nature, and believe me, I've seen some terrific power of nature, the typhoons off Japan during the war, earthquakes. I've been through some tremendous cataclysms on this earth. And compared to them, the atomic bomb is like a firecracker. Nothing. And when you start to think of the enormity of space, our spacemen are just going around at the very bottom levels of space. They're no place yet. There are over 100 million planets where life, just like here, could exist. And in the face of that awesome probability, not possibility, probability, I say it's ridiculous to be egocentric and say we are the center of all things. Everything turns around us. We Nazis are humble. When I look at nature and realize how ignorant and small and feeble and weak and little we are, Nazism is a philosophy of nature, a way of looking at the world. And as I've pointed out, we believe in tribalism. We don't think we're above that. We think that you've got to have pride in your family, pride in your race, pride in your nation. That's not something to laugh at. Patriotism and pride in family and pride in race is something we should be proud of and cultivate, work on, not get rid of. Finally, we believe in morals. We believe in the traditions of goodness, virtue. Now, I told you something about what we are, but I'll do as good as I can in telling you what I think our enemies are. And our enemies, make no mistake about it, are the Marxists. The philosophy of Marxism, I believe, is the enemy of all humanity. It's the reverse of humanity. We say communism itself is the most vicious, anti-social doctrine the world has ever known, and here's why. they completely deny the very basis on which any human order can exist at all. Without humans, or at least without civilized humans, you certainly can't have human order. And the communists say they don't believe in race. They believe in absolute equality. The pygmies, the aborigines of Australia, everybody. Let them all come to Carlton, and they'll all write arias and books, and the cannibals will be producing the music and verses. That's all you have to do is educate them. And this simply is not true. This results in chaos, social chaos, which is what we have now. They don't believe in enterprise. They don't believe that people should work for themselves. They believe that the state should come and tell them what to do. They don't believe in private property. They don't believe that you can keep the fruits of your production. They don't have, above all, they have no spiritual ideal. We say the only thing that's worth protecting with your life is ideals and your family, your race, and your nation. And twice in my lifetime, I've been called upon to go out and risk getting killed. And I saw a lot of other young men doing this. Young fanatics that they made out of it, by the way. They made us real fanatic haters of the Germans and fanatic haters of the Japanese. Nobody protested that that was bad to be a fanatic when we were fighting those Japs, and I assure you we all were. Finally, the communists, if you remember when they first got into Russia, they are against morals. They had free love, no morals at all, everything was have a ball. And the result was they almost tore Russia to pieces. They just fell apart. Now, if you'll notice, they are almost puritanical in Russia. In order to make the thing work, they've had to go back to the very principles of tribalism which we're advocating. You can't work society with a communist pipe dream. Civilization is based on self-sacrifice, on the willingness of men to go out and die for what they believe in. When you get rid of that self-sacrifice, you get anarchy. Civilization is built because I am willing to give up something for my family. And the family is willing to give up something in order to have the town succeed. And the town is willing to give up something so the state can be in business. And the state is willing to give up something so the nation can succeed. Self-sacrifice is the first principle of civilization. Communism has got the fanaticism to destroy you, and it's doing it. And unless you can build up a counter-fanaticism for something you believe in positively, you will be destroyed. You are being destroyed.
Recently, there was a report out that among new babies that were born, this happened last year, minorities were now the majority, that whites were officially the minority.
And they're boasting about it. Khrushchev just said, America's so liberal, they'll never fight. And I think there's a lot of truth to that, but we're going to change that. It won't be quite so liberal. After we've had a chance to make America understand what it is and make it conscious of itself and its greatness and its people, and the white race understand that they're worthy of protecting themselves, that they don't have to keep humbling and downgrading themselves while other races are standing up and saying, look at us, how great we are. We keep saying we're ashamed of ourselves for being white. That's a terrible thing. The thing for each race to do is be proud of itself. And the white people, and the good people of this country, when they finally realize that they can do that without hurting or being obnoxious to anybody else, they will finally become fanatics to survive, to keep this great country going.